The service is going to be recorded today, and you can find that recording later on our password-protected member page website. The prelude, performed by Amber, is Sonata in C minor, Andeggiando, Ma non adagio, and Allegro by Telemann. So welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. There are some people connecting by way of Zoom and the rest of us here in person, but we're all part of one community. I want to welcome especially our guest speaker who will be up in a few minutes, Greg Juarez. And my name is Ron Fry. I use the pronouns he, him, and with my Oklahoma background, y'all. I'm a choir member. Welcome to this service. It's a great time to get together. We share friendships and comforts and joys and sorrows and challenges. So it's a place where we come to learn more about being human. We're not here because we figured out all of life's questions, because we got it all right, but we came here to learn, to listen, to forgive, to be vulnerable, and to create trust and compassion. Our chalice reading this morning will be by Avalon Hakus. And you're going to light, or I will light.
And perhaps as I read these words this morning, you can reflect upon when one or more of these verses from Matthew might have applied to you or someone you knew in your own life. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was unclothed, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. I know that I am worthy. I know that I am welcome.
So our opening music is number 131, 131 in Singing the Living Tradition, Love Will Guide Us. It's now time for the story for all ages. Carlene Taksinski is going to be reading Who Put the Cookies in the Cookie Jar?
Ooh.
By George Shannon.
Come join me. Cookies, cookies. Hi. How many of you have ever eaten a cookie? Oh, come on, everyone back here. Okay. Tell me an ingredient when we make cookies.
Yes.
Sugar.
Eggs.
It's more than sugar and eggs. What else? Yes. Flour. Is what you said?
Yeast and flour.
Yeast.
Okay, I guess some cookies have yeast, but most don't. You know, that's kind of neat. Anything else? Yes. Butter, yes. There's a little recipe in the back here that calls for sugar, butter, milk, vanilla, that's a flavoring, flour, baking powder, and salt, and that's just a sugar cookie recipe. So we know that those things go into cookies, but when I read this book to myself, I was really surprised by what else goes into the making of a cookie. Any of you have a cookie jar at your house where you keep the cookies? Well, it kind of turns so you can see. So here's a cookie jar. Some people keep their cookies in a jar or a cookie can or something. One hand in the cookie jar takes a cookie out. How many hands put the cookie in is what the world's about. Interesting question. Hands that mix and stir the dough spoon the clumps into a row. I bet you do that when you help my cookies. What? You can shape it, yes, right. But here's some more interesting things. There are hands that make the cookie sheet. And there are oven mitts against the heat. Little oven mitts that look like hands. We need those. We want to burn our hands. Hands that feed and milk the cow. So what would we be getting from this? The cow is really important when we make cookies because we get...
The milk and the butter.
Milk and the butter. Did you ever think of that when you made a cookie? Okay, and then we turn that milk into butter. And then this person is out in the field guiding the plow because there's a plant out there that's part of the cookie making. What do you think it is?
Wheat.
Hands that sow and grind the wheat into flour for us to eat. Flour in the cookies is really important. Hands that tend and feed the hens. Build the pens. So what do the chickens give us?
Eggs.
Okay. And they're building a pen over here. Hands that harvest sugar cane, because sugar comes from a plant. And cut and grind and load the train. It gives it nice flavor, doesn't it? And look at, they're loading it all up there. So even these people are part of cookies. Hands that load the trucks and drive. Gosh, did you ever think about those people when you eat a cookie? Stock the shelves when things arrive. So here's a store, and we see milk, we see eggs.
Flour
and butter, probably vanilla. So we go to the store and we get what we need for cookies. But wow, now we can think about where those things came from, right? And who drove the truck? Hands that clothe and feed them all, heal and teach, large and small. Hands that help the hens that help are what the world is about. Many put the cookie in, so one can take it out. And look, they're all down there munching away at their cookies. Ooh, are you hungry? So next time you eat a cookie, think about all that goes into the making of that. Okay. Put the cookies in the cookie. So goodbye. See you downstairs.
On your way, may you be filled with gladness. So time to get centered. We're going to have 60 second. That's really centered, huh? 60 second silent meditation. So. I can remember several years ago, Just Bakery used to come here with some regularity, and I would always enjoy, I could grab a little loaf of bread and probably eat the whole thing on the way home. It was so good. And I'm pleased that my new friend Greg Juarez will be our speaker today. He is with Just Bakery, and it looks like we're getting them to return to bringing us some baked goods. So a wonderful thing. He's worked with them for over 1.5 years and also a classroom instructor. He was someone incarcerated for three years and found support through Just Dane and through Just Bakery. He's lived in Madison for 56 years. So if you will, please welcome Greg Juarez, my new friend.
Good morning. My name is Greg Juarez. Thank you for having me and inviting us in. I'd like to just talk a little bit about myself first, if I can. Like I said, my name is Greg. I'm 57 years old right now. I had a pretty good life till I got myself in trouble back in 2017. I had quite a bunch of issues with my marriage, and then my mom, which I loved dearly, passed away that year. So it kind of set me on the wrong path down the line. Ended up getting myself in trouble, did 3 years in prison. When I got out, I really didn't have anything because I said my marriage went through a divorce while I was in prison. I pretty much lost everything that I had. And once I returned back here to Madison, there was really no one here for a support system for me. Most of my family had kind of like turned their backs on me and everything. So I was kind of on my own. Lucky for myself, I was a veteran also. So I had some help through the VA for me when I first got out. So I wasn't like homeless. I was close, but really wasn't close to being homeless. And then realizing like my first year out, it was really tough. There was times where I'd rather be back in prison. I felt more safer being back in prison. I had difficulty, you know, getting used to it again and everything. So, it was hard. Through Just Dane, I learned about Just Dane. I don't know if any of you know John Gibbons, who works for Just Dane through Circa Supports. He really helped out. He reached out to me and helped out really, really a lot. They taught me about Just Bakery, which I decided to enroll in. I had a good resume, but I always thought it would, you know, I like to learn. So it was something that I could do. And something else I could just add to my resume. I really enjoyed the learning so part, the baking, not so much. But I guess they saw that in me, so they kind of asked me if I wanted to try to teach. And it's something I had never done before. I'm not used to talking in front of people, so it's a little hard for me. So, but yeah, I decided to try it. And ever since then, I've really enjoyed it. I've been with them as a teacher for almost 2 years now, I think. But yeah, everything's been going good. And so I can just tell you a little bit about Just Bakery right now. Just Bakery, like I said, is an education vocational training program to help people with barriers to whether it be homelessness, just getting out of jail, prison, anyone with like alcohol, drug abuses, you know, homeless, just people who are having a rough time. Even for some people, we've had some people who have never been in trouble or done anything, just wanted a new chance to start over. A lot of it is funded through donations and everything. Every now and then we will get city funding, but not very much. So A lot of it, all the proceeds that we have, like a lot of things like this help with coming to churches, whether it be markets, that helps because that same money that we make comes right back to the Just Bakery. And so none of the money ever goes anywhere else, straight into Just Bakery. Like it says, our curriculum, we changed it this year. It used to be a 12-week program where 6 weeks were spent in the bakery and 6 weeks spent in the classroom. We found that it was kind of hard for people to kind of learn because a lot of them were less educated and stuff like that. So spending a whole month in the classroom before even coming, starting halfway in the kitchen, took a lot out of them, and we had a lot of dropouts because of that. This past year, we started a new program where it was a 9-week program, and we decided to alternate the days between the classroom and the kitchen. And that seems to have worked out a lot better. It's not as much stress on students and learning and stuff like that. And a lot of people, they like coming to the bakery just more to bake than anything else. So another thing that we offer at Just Bakery in our education bakery part, we offer ServSafe, which is food service. We offer 5 different courses. ServSafe, which is food safety, management, supervision skills, food cost, and nutrition. A new thing that we're starting also this year is hospitality accounting. But this is going to be divided into 2 groups of Just Bakery. They call it JB1 and JB2. The first 9 weeks, they will learn ServSafe, nutrition, and management, which are the hardest, or not the hardest, but the ones you want to know the most. The second curriculum is called JB2, and that's where you're going to learn cost, supervision, and the new hospitality and accounting. So that's kind of something new for me, because I'll be teaching that to myself, which I've never done that before, but something new. It's kind of hard because I have to get myself accredited to be able to teach these things. So it's kind of something good to know. ServSafe, I'm not sure if you know about what it actually is, but it's a certificate that almost in Wisconsin is a law now that at least one management position has to have ServSafe certification just to even to run any food service business. Other than that, there are some good things that also come out of it. We have a resource specialist where during the time that they're there, we help them with whether it be finding employment, making a resume, helping with interviews, and even helping with employment and stuff like that. Anything else that they need, whether it be like we're helping with their drugs or, alcohol addiction. If any student drops out at all before the class is done, we give them up to a year where we will still help them with all these other things. So it's a good thing. When I first started, to be honest, I had a good job and everything. I thought I had lived a happy life. I probably wouldn't be caring about this stuff, but to you actually kind of live it and realize what's going on, it takes a bit out of you. So that was one thing I really liked. Like I said, they really helped me. And so I really thought that giving back would help a lot too. So I'm kind of happy where I'm at now. I don't think I would change anything in my life again, even though most people say I wouldn't want to go back to prison. But, I guess that's how you learn sometimes. Let me tell you then a little about Just Dane, if you don't mind. Just Dane, who is our parent company, they include, of course, Just Bakery. And some of the programs that they use are Jobs Just Connections, which is our youth programs, which include mentoring connections, family connections, and reading connections. And we also have a junior Just Bakery class, too, that we give out once a year at least. Another program is called the Journey Home. Journey Home works to reduce recidivism, return to prison, by creating a stronger, safer community for those returning. It focuses on helping them, like I said, with residency, jobs, employment, and stuff like that. That's just a Just Dane program there for that. Peer support, we offer peer support initiative. Prize a Solution helps formerly incarcerated individuals find success in life while helping them, progress, getting back into the community. One of our big programs we also have is called Circles of Support. I was in that myself. It's a reentry program that provides individuals leaving prison with just a support system. We usually get about 5 to 6 people from around the Madison area, all different walks of life. Myself, I had a doctor. I had a lady who had been in business for 30, 40 years, even had a couple of college students. So it's kind of nice. They kind of help you. And they help you with everything, making choices, making good choices and everything, living right. If you have any problems, you can ask them. They can, you know, we get opinions from all different sides. Also, we have the Healing House. Healing House is a recuperative care shelter for families to experience homelessness, especially when they're having like emergency care or something. It's a place for them to heal prior to they get back onto the community where we can help them with that. Let me see, anything else? Am I going too fast? Am I even going fast? And I'm going too fast. So. All right. Well, I guess some stories. Like I said, for me, to be honest, like I said, myself, I probably wouldn't even have cared about this program or anything like it. I was kind of living off in my own world, you know, living the life. It does kind of bring you back to, you know, realism about how much trouble there is, how much people need help out there and everything. So it's a really good thing, I think. I think they really changed my life. It's hard to say that they haven't, but they really have. There's no way for me to completely thank them for everything that they've done for me. They've helped me with housing. They found me housing. Like I said, I have a job now. I have a really good job, which I enjoy. I really like to teach. I don't know about still talking in front of people, but like I said, I still have issues at home. I live by myself. I have PTSD, depression. I was over in the Middle East when Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield. So it's been, it was a little rough. Other than that, I think things have been going good for me. Like I said, I really enjoy helping other people. It's opened up my eyes to, I guess, how they say, justice impaired, or, you know, things like that. And to open up my eyes how really hard it was to get started again once you get out of prison, or whether it be, you know, alcohol or drug abuse. I don't know what else I could say, but sorry. But let's see. Like it says, we help people, whether it be after they complete this course, whether it be helping with, like I said, home, housing, jobs. I think that's been something that's been really helpful. Recidivism, I keep saying it, if I'm saying that right, is 9 to 15% compared to the state average of 67%. So it's a really good program. It does help. And I'm not sure, does anyone have any questions? I probably have lots of stories, but I just can't remember them right now, so.
Let me moderate the questions.
Sure, no problem.
So our discussion today will focus on Just Bakery and the presentation we've had. And I want to remind you all of our covenant of good relations to ensure all voices are welcomed and relationships are valued. For those of you that come up here, watch your step on the microphone cord. You can form a line on either side of the room, or if you need, we can bring a mic. Barbara will bring a microphone to you. Just raise your hand. If you're on Zoom, you can raise a virtual hand and unmute once you're called on. Another option, if you're on Zoom, is to type something into the chat and we can read your comment aloud here. So, we've got plenty of time for discussion. I hope somebody will ask about the good stuff they have to sell us later.
Come on ahead.
So, nice to meet you. Hi there, I'm Daniel, he, him. We actually have a story within our family that closely echoes yours. Mm-hmm. My aunt, when she was stressed, she would bake. And we did not know that she had undiagnosed anxiety, which meant that she was baking any time that she had free or spare moment. But through watching her bake, her son learned those skills. And Russ ended up getting in trouble with drugs when he was in his early 20s. And after leaving and being put on parole, they asked him if he had any applicable skills. And he ended up in a program very similar to yours and was very successful with it. So,
you know where that was?
That would have been in northern Minnesota, I believe. So, but this is a really amazing program, and just even the small assist that you've thrown out as far as, you know, 15 to 17%, that's insane.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So where do you see this program expanding? Do you feel like this will expand beyond Dane or?
To be honest, one thing that we're hoping this year is, I don't know if anybody knows where the Department of Corrections building is off of East Washington. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what neighborhood back there is back there. But behind there is a Salvation Army old right. building. And we are hoping with another group to take it over. That way we can increase our rangeness. We want to open up like a storefront, which we don't have right now. Things like that. And I think right now, it's just staying in just staying, but it has involved other people from out of town and other counties before who have traveled. We've had people come in for an hour and a half living away, so it's really something. And I really hope, it looks like it's, hopefully if things go right, by the end of this year, hopefully we'll be moved over to there if everything goes right, so.
I'm Rick, he, him. First of all, I commend you for your actions, you know, first for serving in our armed forces and the cost it's been to you.
Talk into the mic, though, too, right?
Oh, yeah. First for serving in the armed forces and its cost to you, for recognizing your problems and ways you could, and dealing with it, you know. It's so hard to think, well, I could do that, and I don't know if I could. I, for one, have been in situations where, had it gone the other way, I could have served some time in jail, you know? And how would I have responded? I don't know. You know, we need to keep our eyes open, and it's like the when we say this in the chalice lighting today, which is so filled with politics and permanent, you know, what's going on right now, that we have to recognize that other people have other experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you've worked so hard to do that. You have a room full of friends here, I'll tell you that, who really respect what you've done. And anyway, Just Bakery, I remember when they'd come here, and that was nice, you know. It gave us a sense of giving back to the community, too, which was, that's a good thing for anybody. Anyway, thanks for coming today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Randy, he, him. Thank you, Greg, for your presentation. We're very well done. I have a very mundane question because I like food a lot. How do you come up with the ingredients for all your delicious stuff?
Well, like I said, to be honest, I don't bake. I'm just a teacher. I teach other things. It's something that I think usually it's a group thing. We've also had students in the past year, at the end of each class, they kind of bake something on their own, out of their own imagination. And there's been certain things that were so good that we actually sell them now with our products. But I mean, like I said, we got a lot of, minds out there that help us with things, so.
Margaret Moses, she, her. Where do you sell your goods?
Most of our stuff is online.
Okay.
And then we also, like I said, we come here to churches, some markets and stuff like that also, so farmers markets, stuff like that.
I'll look online, too.
Thank you. I also have some papers for if anyone needs it with our online information. Stuff.
Super. Like that, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris Porter, she, her. I was wondering, how many instructors do you have, and how many students are in a class, and how, and then, like, Does it, so is there a cycle of like multiple, like a classes, like this class finishes up and then you start another class a few weeks later? Like?
Right now we just have two instructors, myself and another part-time, oh, I'm sorry. Right now we have two instructors, myself and another part-time instructor. Our class has begun, we had them at 12, our max 12. We run them about, during our 12-week program, we did it four times a year. But now with the 9-week program, I think they're still going to keep it to four because we have that JB2 that's going to be starting again. So that's going to be kind of something like when one group is getting ready to graduate, that's when our new class comes in. But now because I think because of the curriculum and the way we're doing it, we only have a maximum of 7 students each class period. So, and like I said, right now everything's been going good. We actually have a waiting list, you know, so it's, everything's been going good, so.
Barbara Park, she, her. So I was wondering what kind of job placements people are getting, you know, after they're done with the training and how many people or what percentage get actually can find a job when they're done with the program. Okay.
Yeah, I believe most of our people who we help get jobs is in food service, usually for the most part. I think one of the big reasons a lot of them come there is they like to bake, and a lot of people want to start like their own food truck or something like that. And without the ServSafe, you can't do that. You need to be ServSafe certified. Also, there are some people who, like I said, just come for certain things to learn. We've had students who have gotten their ServSafe and have left the program right after that just so they could get a job. And just having that should allow you to at least make $2 or $3 more than the average person when it comes to looking for a job. We've had people who were in the food service department, food service while they're working there, while they're coming to school there, and once they graduate and receive their ServSafe in other programs, other classes, they were able to get a promotion pay job. So it's really a good thing. I want to say it's not as high as we'd like it to be, but I think it's like 70% of being able to placement jobs. But we also, Just Dane and Just Bakery, I believe it's close to 80% of where we hire our own people, our own students, or people who've worked with us. So it's a good thing. So,
John, do we have any comments on chat or any hands raised on the Zoom session? And is there anyone in the room that needs us to bring the microphone to you?
No one on Zoom right now.
Thank you. Any other questions?
You can grab a seat.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Greg. And I'm going to continue the pitch. When they open up the doors there and you see all the stuff he brought, you're going to be amazed at what's available. And selfishly, you may want it for yourself, but I can give you these other reasons so you'll look like you're being a good person. So there maybe there's someone near you that could benefit from a gift of bread or other baked goods. Maybe there's someone whose politics you don't agree with and you'd rather throttle them, but wouldn't it be nicer to give them food? So you've got a lot of possibilities to cover over what you're going to eat on the way home. Anyhow, it's time now to move on into the offering. And we are sharing our offering this quarter with the Catalyst Project. And that is a supportive community for single mothers and their children who have experienced homelessness. I think the program committee has had a lot of fun with the music today. I don't know if you've noticed there are so many bread or baked good themes. And our offertory song is going to be, If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. Pass the baskets. Baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? It's now time for some closing words. And I think I dropped the ball on that. Did we have somebody who was going to read the closing words? Oh, the closing words are number 727, the bread we share. My bad.
We'll read the italics.
727. Thank you, Rick, for keeping me organized. The bread we share this day is sacred.
Grain, gift of earth, gift of life.
The friendship we share this day is sacred. The laughter we share this day is sacred.
Joy and sorrow that arise from love are strings of life.
The stillness we share this day is sacred.
This feast is a haven for the spirit and church's life.
For bread, for friends, for joy and sorrow, for the comfort of quietness, let us ever be grateful and caring. Words by Rudolf Nemzer.
So the hymn today is 220, and Bring Out the Festal Bread, and it's one we haven't sung before, so at least that we could remember. So Barbara Chatterton thought I should give you a roadmap, which is we start with this little two-line beginning, and also end with that. So every time you're done with a verse, go back to that. And Amber will play it through once, and then we'll sing it.
Sent to challenge folly. the slaves who fled and sing songs of freedom. Still does the remnant bring each brother and sister. Still do the plagues affect us out as the river. Ring out the festal bread and sing songs of freedom. Shout with the slaves who fled. I didn't receive any new announcements, unless there's some here I wasn't expecting. Are there people that have announcements to make? There are several in the bulletin. Next Sunday, we'll have the Raging Grannies. Barb Park and Karen Deaton are amongst that group, and a lot of support out of this congregation, and I think it'll be a fun story. And next Sunday in RE is going to be cooking and learning. So those things are also good. Prairie's WOW meeting will be 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 1st. So all women associated with Prairie are welcome to attend that. At this time, we're going to be stopping the recording. Oh, we got an announcement. Not yet. Thank you, Pam.
I'll kind of piggyback on our service today. I've put stuff in the Prairie Fire. We're looking for a replacement for our river commitment, which we did for 2 years every first Saturday. And I've listed some things I've been exploring in the Prairie Fire, so if you can look at that, see if any of them appeal to you, and just let me know so that I can kind of make a plan and go forward. Thank you.
I also noticed that we have some new artwork in the form of snowflakes made by an RE group on the back wall. So that will be something that you can admire. And I think now we can stop the recording and move on to joys and concerns.